Oh my God. 92
Moose. Here's what's trending
on Pop Crush Night.
Hey, it's Danny with your Pop Crush Poppin'. Everyone's thinking Nicole Kidman and Selma Hayek got into some weird heated exchange during Paris Fashion Week, and it looked like Nicole might have shoved Selma. No, now they're saying it was just a silly moment. They were bombarded. It was weird. No bad blood. Plus, Jimmy Fox says he's filled with pure joy being back to work after his health scare. For all the latest in pop culture, go to popcrush.com. And tonight, 7 p.m., Pop Crush Night.
92 Moose.
You got it.
Been asking you, the listeners, to submit audio to us through the 92 Moose app. It's actually really easy. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just record and hit send, and it comes right to us through the 92 Moose app, telling us why you love Taylor Swift, maybe a little why you love 92 Moose.
Yeah.
In the morning. And we have had thousands of entries on this Take Me to Taylor contest.
Yeah, they're lovely.
All powered by Affordable Manufactured Homes of Maine. And we're getting ready to talk to the winner now. Ed has gotten the winner on the phone. Yes. She's holding right now. So what we're going to do is, her name is, what do we got on the list here? Tiffany?
Oh, Tiffany Hamilton. Yes.
All right. We got Tiffany Hamilton holding on one.
Yep.
We're going to tell her that we're going to ask her about the app and all this stuff. And then we're going to tell her that we're just calling to let her know she didn't win the 30 grand in your hand.
Right. Let's make her think. Right.
We're just,
yes.
Like, we're just calling to let you know you didn't win because we're calling all the
So it'll go from agony to ecstasy.
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay, cool.
Ed, go ahead and patch her through. Tiffany, good morning. It is Matt and Lizzie here at 92 Moose. First of all, we just want to ask you if you have the 92 Moose app.
Yes.
What kind of things do you use the 92 Moose app for?
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Well, I get on there to listen live and also enter in your contest.
What kind of contest do you play?
The Taylor Swift contest and the 30 grand in your hand.
Perfect. Well, I do want to let you know, Tiffany, that we already have selected a winner for the $30,000 in your hand contest, and you did not win that. But we wanted to touch base with as many of our listeners who use the app as we can, just to say thank you for playing and you know, using the app and stuff like that, and to keep trying.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there is one more thing, by the way, Tiffany.
Okay.
You're going to New Orleans next week.
What?
You won Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, my God. You're joking.
Nope, you are going to New Orleans with a friend. Airfare, $500, tickets to the Eras Tour. It's all on us.
Yes, oh, my God. For real?
100% for real. How do you feel right now?
Great. And disbelief.
So I'm not sure if you're familiar with New Orleans, but you're going to be at the Superdome on October 26th.
Okay.
Any idea who you might bring with you?
My daughter.
How old's your daughter?
She's 10.
Oh, my God. She's going to have the best time.
She is going to. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's a question, Tiffany. Have either of you guys ever seen Taylor Swift before?
Yeah.
No.
This is going to be one hell of a show to be at.
This is like her absolute dream. I can't believe
it. Not in two moves.
There it is.
There. Okay. Lady
I
Gaga.
Thought it was a burp, but it wasn't. It was just you going, nah.
Paparazzi.
She's not done yet.
It's Matt and Lizzie in the morning. Lizzie and I just decided that we are going to remind you every day.
Every day.
To make sure that you are registered to vote.
Perform your civic duty. It feels good.
Neither of us give a damn how you vote.
No.
We just want you to exercise, like Lizzie said, that civic duty. Of course, Election Day coming up on November 5th. So we are now officially 3 weeks away from an election day. So make sure you're registered to vote.
We're going
to
be, like you said, Matt, off air, waking up at Camp Out Hunger, possibly with a new president.
Yeah, for sure. As long as the tallying is done. I can just, with this race as neck and neck as it is.
It is.
I can see us waking up to, and, well, we're waiting on Georgia. Well, we're waiting on Pennsylvania, you know, whatever it is.
Right. So vote.
But again, we're not here to advocate for any candidate. We're just here to advocate to vote because both of us think it's incredibly important.
The American
important.
Dream, honey.
It is. And we were just talking about how there's only two states in the union that split their delegation.
That split their delegates, it's Maine and
I think it's Nebraska. I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to have to Google it now.
We will get into all of that at some point, too, if you guys want to know more, or you can also teach us. We love learning.
Yeah. It would honestly just be better if you guys taught us.
Yeah, that would be
at
easier.
At this point. So I do have a question for you.
Sure. What?
You snapped me last night.
Yeah.
And I did not respond because I was, I don't know what the hell I was doing.
That's okay. I never respond to you.
I'm Mr. Mom this week, so I was probably doing laundry.
Yep.
I was putting laundry away.
Yep.
But I got a snap from you and I was like so perplexed. And I'm like, I'm just going to ask her about it on the air. So mm-hmm. that's what this is. Now, mm-hmm. you sent me a text of you and your wife walking the dog, I don't know, in the neighborhood or near the woods or something.
Yeah.
But your wife was carrying what looked to be a handful of used like tool and chainsaw files.
Yes. Yes.
Is that for self-protection?
No. No, we have our mace for that.
What? Okay.
Janelle decided to go dumpster diving last night on our road.
Like at someone's house?
Yes. A few weeks ago, there was an estate sale. One of our neighbors passed away.
I remember
her kids are selling her house.
Okay.
Janelle had inquired about a few items.
Inquired.
And as we walk by the house to go down to the fairy forest, she just kind of peeked her head into this big dumpster in front of the house. Nobody's there. And goes, oh my God. There's the hose. I was going to buy that.
Oh, my God.
So she gets up and gets it like halfway in the dumpster looking around at this hose.
If you know how short Janelle is.
She is short.
Picturing this is hilarious.
Yes, she's just at 5 feet. Yeah. I mean, yes, she just makes it. So she's looking through it and her eyes get all big. And Moon and I are just sitting there like, I can't. So I pull out my phone and I send Matt a video of this is my wife right now dumpster diving. And so when she was done, Moon and I started walking. We were like, this is ridiculous. I love you. We will see you down at the fairy forest.
We don't want to be seen in this vicinity.
I can't. I'm not doing this. She's like, fine, bye. And then she catches up to us and I hear this loud jumble of metal in her pocket. So I knew she took a souvenir and it was files. These files. I said, what is that? I said, when I learned about what tool files are, file your tools. It's like those files to her is like the lesbian nail file to like a real girl like me. You know what I mean?
For your chainsaw, a real girl.
Right, a real girl. And she's the lesbian girl. So it's different, okay? It was so funny. I had to send it to you so you could see her in the dumpster diving for tools. Well, you know what? I'll post it.
Files eventually lose their like file surface.
Fileability.
So I'm wondering if that's why they were tossed.
Probably.
And they're useless.
And then she came back and grabbed the hose. She had to really get knee deep in there to get the hose. I was back at the house and she shows up with this big orange hose and she goes, I don't think it's going to work. And I'm like, of course, they threw it out. They're not going to sell it. It's broken. It was all hard. Like it had been sitting outside during many, many a winter. The hose was leaking. There was a little crack. And of course, my wife, amazing. She goes, I can fix it.
Oh my God.
Because that's Janelle. I can fix it.
She's been outside filing the garden hose for hours.